Yes. Well, he surely could be a candidate for a salvage prostatectomy, 61. He also could be a candidate for salvage brachytherapy, especially if he's had saturation biopsies and we know it's localized to an area that was inadequately implanted 7 years ago. He could continue with observation, which at 61 and healthy, I surely wouldn't recommend, and I'm sure he doesn't want to. I personally am not a believer in salvage cryo, so I wouldn't recommend that, but I would consider salvage brachy or prostatectomy.
Okay, so if you're going to do salvage brachy, I want you to tell the audience what you are going to tell them what the potential complications of the procedure are, and also I want you to tell me how you're going to do the implant. Is it going to be the entire volume to full dose, just a sub-volume? How are you going to decide on the sub-volume? What's the technique employed? And then, Lori, I don't know if you do salvage prostatectomies or not, but I would like to just get your take on if he came to you and you were going to talk about salvage prostatectomy, what you would tell him. So, Greg.
Well, there'd be two things I'd like to see. I'd like him to see a gastroenterologist to make sure he doesn't have mucosal changes so that we surely would minimize any risk of rectal damage. I'd like him also to undergo cystoscopy, make sure the urethra and the bladder neck all looks healthy. I would treat him, not especially focal therapy, but I would treat the base in the adjacent quadrants. And I would deliver a prescription dose more consistent with boost, so 90 gray of palladium or whatever. If he was implanted initially with iodine, I would salvage him with palladium, and I would have do vice versa if he had initially been implanted with palladium, just so we could accurately do dosimetry.
Potential complications?
Potential complications, of course, rectal injury. We surely would worry about any type of urethral damage, and it would be very important to maintain that urethra as low as possible.
Okay. Lori, what about...
He's not potent, and if he's still potent, he can probably forget that.
Okay. And Lori, salvage prostatectomy, how do you discuss that with the patient?
Yeah. So my experience is that the more experience a urologist has with salvage prostatectomy, the less enthusiastic he is about it. And I used to do them, and now I don't. And I think the reality is the risk-benefit ratio doesn't add up. The likelihood of cure is relatively low, and the likelihood of complications, which are potentially severe, is high. But, you know, there is a chance of salvaging the odd patient with acceptable level of morbidity. So I think, you know, very careful patient selection and really trying hard to talk the patient out of it. But I'm not an enthusiast at all.